I first apologize for being matriach you, and so really feel free, you're not clear to come or to stay, or, but I appreciate very much that you came. I had a very difficult week. That the Manal of my yeshiva was killed. I was way back home from Yerushalayim Tatniel. I was extremely close to him. He was almost a brother to me in many, many respects. Even though he was 2 decades younger than I am, but he was Ish Kadosh, a Malach Hashem Tzokos, the way he operated. It was all on Hoga, so I want to devote the Shia to him. Rabbi Michal Mark, Zechataz, Zevach Hashem, Yim Ken Domo, could you hear me? And then maybe, depending on how much you are willing to suffer through me, Rabbi Lechaim Daraisa, so maybe I'll talk about him a little bit at the end, and also what literally tens and tens of Talmidim have asked me this week from the yeshiva, how could you possibly understand Daki Hashem Nistorim, I'll discuss that too, this Hashem, along the way. In the Pasha of Chukas, the Torah actually describes, I'm not going to speak about the main Meriva, because that is the probably the most favorite topic of all, and I actually have discussed it many times, and I imagine I would not share with you any new insight. Even now, I'm probably not going to share with you any new insights, but because of I thought I would talk about not main Meriva, but the Pasha following upon the heels of Mem Riva, Perachot Pasuk Yudalid, where the Torah describes the intent on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu to send overtures to Melech Edom, and to attempt to try to somehow achieve some sort of rapprochement with him, in terms of their ability to go into Eretz Yisrael, to do so in a more direct kind of way. So the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Yikadosh Melech Edom, Amin Perachot Pasuk Yudalid. But Moshe Rabbeinu sends Malachim, Yikadosh Melech Edom, Ko'amar Achicha Yisrael, Ato Yadate Eskol HaKlo Hashem Mitzahotinu. Moshe somehow thought he would be able to generate some sympathetic resonance on the part of Melech Edom. The Russian that he uses is very striking, Ko'amar Achicha Yisrael, which I'm going to focus on. And then, not only does he expect to have some sort of Ima Noti Bitsara, he goes further. Vayedu Avoseinu Mitzrayma, he begins to somehow articulate the history of Klal Yisrael. One is immediately reminded, when one sees this pasuk, says Rav, of the Mishnah Tzokhin, the Mishnah Navid Tzokhin, the Mishnah says, the Darshin Arami Ovi Ovi Yashigma Kalapar Shekula, which is what we do on the Seder night. The Darshin, that's the Parshin Kisavo. And here, of you have a precy of that. So there it's considerably, the Torah is much more prolix. And here the Torah actually has sufficed with two psukim. But again, it seems to me along similar lines, similar to the Pasha of Aram Yehudi, there my Rebbe, Rafidel Keratapki, the Chassai Zivracha, used to comment on the pasuk that the Torah says over there in Kisavo, when the Torah describes the farmer coming to Eretz Yisrael bringing Bikurim. So it says, "Belakafim areishus kofri adama shetavim yasecha, asher Hashem olkecha neishin olach v'samta batenu v'alachta amokem asheiv chasher olkecha v'shakein shmoi shon." And then it says, "Uvasa latayim, asher yia bayam mahen, yamati elav higad v'yom Hashem olkecha zivasi olat asher nishma Hashem olavosein olat eslono, kenem yodecha, v'inicho v'nizbach Hashem olkecha." And then it says, "V'yom yisra v'yamarta." So all the Rishonim are troubled by that expression, "V'yom yisra v'yamarta." Generally, the Anisa means to respond. There's no question that was asked that would evoke any kind of response. Not that that troubles us. Obviously, we always seem to have what to respond to, even when no questions are asked of us. But the Anisa of the Mother, Hashem Elokecha, Aram Yehudavi, Vayel Mitzrayma, Vayel Mishom and Tzem Yod, he goes about the history of Kapel. Vayisham Udol Dovah Tzum Barav, and then it says, Vayelei Osan Hamitzum Ayanunu, Vayinu Ma'avah Zakosha, that's what the Mishnah writes, and Avid Sofin, V'doshim Yaram Yerav Yashim U'Kalapah Shekula. But the Rishayim there are troubled by the Yanisa of the Matav. Rashi and the Spat says, the Yanisa Rishayim Haram Asko. The obligation is to go ahead and say it in a loud voice. And here's where the Achreinim has a field day. It's a famous issue, definitely to Bechaz Kernin, where there's a Dinah Shomer Kohner that applies to Bechaz Kernin. But Kohen is not able to articulate the bracha. He'd be okay with his fellow Kohen making the bracha, and he hears the bracha, And thereby Yotze, through the Dinah Shomer Kainah, as we have by Kriyas HaMegillah, as we have in Kiddush, as we have many other times, the Dinah Shomer Kainah, so perhaps it should work over there as well. So the Gemara points out that, and that's what the Achreinim discussed, the Chazarish and the Nasid and many others actually talk about this issue, and they say there's no din of Shomer Kainah. Why? Because whenever there's a din of Haramat Kail, Shomer Kainah doesn't work. You have the first Mishnah in Brachas actually, where the Goyin points out in the, both of the Lashon and the Emesai Kairin. The Goyin asks why the Lashon Rabbi. Emesai Kairin, Shema Be'ardin, Yishra Shakarim, Dechlasin, Lecha B'shumat, Nasev, Shema Rishayna, why Lashon Rabbi? So the Goyin refers to Aran, the Ran called Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that there are three areas that there's no Dinah Shomer Kainah. One area is Bechasa Mazim, one area is Tfilah. Tfilah, everyone, the Gemara says Tfilah Rachmi, everyone has to ask Rachmi, even though the Gemara says in Brachas, so one can ask for Rachim as someone else, as long as I'm also in need of the same Torah. But Tfilah is something which is a very personal nature. Everyone has to daven. The Chasamot is the second, that also is not the Shema Kaina, because it says, Yachalta the Sarah to the Racha. You eat, and you are Sarah, you are Mukhri to make a Bracha. So there's no din of Shema Kaina. And here's another area, there's not the Shema Kaina by Bechas Kainim, because it says, that Bechas Kain has to be Bekel Rom. And therefore, that's one of the times, the Gemara has to say so, with Bechas Kain, and therefore there's no din of Shema Kaina, with this din of the Sarashi here saying, Roshan Abramas Kol, Matzma, there's no din of Shema Kaina by the Bikurim has two aspects to it. One is the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim, the second is the mitzvah of Kiyas HaPasha. That's the mitzvah that the Torah is describing in Kisado. So that's with Rashi. But there's a fact that Ibn Ezra, over there, from my read, just pointed out. He noted this Ibn Ezra, and this is based on Rabbi Bechaye, also in Parash HaKumish, over there in Kisado. Rabbi Bechaye points out the Lashon of the Pasuk is very striking over there. The Torah says that when he brings the Bikurim, so it says, He gavs him Hashem Elokecha. So he asked Rabbi Bechaye, what's Hashem Elokecha? It's not his God. Hashem Elokecha Tibas Yilah, it's only your God, he tells the Kain. So apparently, the impression, when it has Rabbi Bechaye, there are also other rayas, I'm not talking about that Pasha right now, but just there are Chagra because of this. So the Rabbi Bechaye seems to be Merami to the following idea, which has actually come out in the Purush of Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, the Vayan, the Yanisa Arata, is similar to what you have in Eel. The Bayan says in Eel, of course, is basically the Ramban has in the Parashah on Eel. The theological discussion of the different Chavayim of Eel, how they responded to the issue of Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosh HaBetoivo, because that's the major issue in Eel. The Ramban goes on for pages and pages and pages. At the end, the Ramban answers the Kasha by saying that Eel was a Gilgul of Terah. That's how it was Niyashu the Kasha, which is not satisfying to many people who have difficulty with this issue of theodicy, which is an issue that's found throughout Shas and also an issue that's found throughout Tanakh. And many of the Vian talk about the issue, Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosh HaBetoivo. But the Ramban, that's not, I believe, the real answer that the Ramban offers. He just says that at the very end, I guess to go ahead and be mistopping those who need some sort of quick fix in order to help them. So since we don't understand what Gilgul is anyway, transmigration and psychosis, Ramban is very into it. Ramban and other Rishonim are very into that concept of the Gilgul. But whatever the case is, the Pashut of Pshat, of course, is the way the Ibn Ezra seems to understand. By Yad Yilg, each one, each of his Chaverim, have a different logical approach to the issue of Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosh HaBetoivo. At the end of the day, as I'm telling Talmidim in the Yeshiva regarding Rabbi Michal Marx, Zatzal, Shem Yitzchak Domo, that Daki Hashem Nistorim, that's the whole Sefer Eel. Daki Hashem Nistorim. We don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates, and we now get to that later on. But the reason why I'm mentioning it is because something happened with the farmer before and after. Namely, the farmer thinks, what's my kesher to Eretz Yisrael, to Yishavayim, to the Makom HaMikdash, to all the pageantry, to the pomp and ceremony that would take place? The train takes his Bikurim, puts it, this name is Yizbach Hashem Elokecha. The farmer realizes that I'm not simply some pine farmer from some rural hamlet, some distant, shall we say, little Zinkel in Eretz Yisrael, but rather I also have a chelek, and I'm part of Am Yisrael as well. That's why he begins to somehow articulate that sense of belonging, that sense of really feeling part of Kal Yisrael. You are Yisrael or not? That's the response of the Yisrael. I really understood Ibn Ezra. It's not exactly Mefurish in Ibn Ezra, but Yesh Makom Da'i Kacha. Anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning is because over here, this Pasuk, these two Pasuk remind me right away of those Pasuk in Kisavo. But there it's much more by Lichus, the Avedoshin, because there you have to have Drash, you have to have exegesis. Avedoshin, Rami, every other, that's even called Pasukula. Here you have two Pasuk. And that also needs Eon. Why is there a distinction between why here is it so the Kisar and there is it so by Lichus? I'm going to discuss that also. Vayeda Vosena Mitzrayim, Vayeshu Mitzrayim, Yom Dan, Vayereo Mitzrayim, Vavoseinu. Why is he telling this to Melech Edom? Obviously to evoke some sort of sympathy. to evoke essentially some sort of iman that there should be a very fundamental concept in Klal Yisrael. Iman that b'tzara. Vayishlach Malach. It says in Mitzrayim, this is the Mokka, by the way, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi calls it on the spot, Chazal said, Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be a Malach. A Malach by definition means, of course, a Shliach. Rashi says here, quoting Divayonim, Shanavim Kuri Malachim, Vayu Malivim Malachi Elohim. This is a passage that's quoted by the Rambam at the end of Tumas Saras. The Rambam quotes this passage when he describes Lashon Hara, the way the Rambam understood the chet of the end of Pashmi Bavitzchah. Vatzabi Miriam, Vayam Bemoshe, Avodas, Aisha, Kusha, Shalokach, Aisha, Kusha, Zlokach, Moshe Shalom is still talking about Lashon Hara, and the Rambam says no. In fact, it's the Rambam, it's also the Ramban, it's also the Mari Mink, it's also the Rasharan. Many of you should take a different tack, and they understand the issue was that the mistake of Miriam Vaharon to compare Moshe Rabbeinu to Shalom Nevi'im, and that's the whole Shaka B'Talya that Chazal had in the Gemara at the end of the Perek Hanisrofim. The end of Hanisrofim, it's not heard in the Gemara, is a very fascinating dialogue. The Mishnah there, right before, speaks of that, Novi Shekhova Shibuoso. So we ask Akashia, how do you know Novi Shekhova Shibuoso? How would you know? So the Gemara has a cloud, close to the Pasuk of Ovos. So Vayasa Hashem Elokim Dover, he endorsed Sodi El Abadim. Hashem does not do anything unless he reveals the Sod El Abadim Hanavim. So all contemporary Nevi'im are aware of the particular Shlichus of Novi X and Novi Y. However, they're not the ones who are delegated, deputized to carry it out. He's the one who's deputized to carry out that mission. He's the Shliach for that particular mission. But they're all aware of it. So the way the Shaka B'Talya, that's what I heard from my Rebbe Yaakov Soloveitchik, because I saw a number of times he said this, but it's in the Furush of Rishonim. It's in the Rambam, except they don't express it the way the Drishtis like to articulate matters, but it's in the Furush in the Rambam, and it's about the Furush in the Ramban, and in the Gosh and Aryanin, it's also in the Furush, and I can show you other Rishonim as well, who say it as well. So they understand like this, that the Dabi Mir, the Aram Moshe, Alodos, Isha, Kusha, Shalotach, Isha, Kusha, Shalotach, Vayom, Harakach, Moshe, Dibre Hashem. Why only he's a Navi, we're also Nevi'im. If we're also Nevi'im, we have the right that we should have been aware of the nature of the Nevuah. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Me'ishlo. Yomon Shabbos, the Kavachemah, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirish Me'ishlo. So we should have known. We're not aware of it. Obviously, something clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a pagam in his Nevuah. Something clearly is wrong. Something is lacking. The Baruch Shem says, he responds to them, and then we have a whole discussion. The Torah says that Hashem describes the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu as being markedly different from Shan Devian. Tell Pa Dabo Umar Bada Khida is the Hashem Yabi the Madhu Rasam Dabi B Abdi B Maisha the Khulu Bhulu. So what's the Shaka B'Talya? So that's what he said. The Shaka B'Talya is exactly that. He said to him, you are 100% right that this is a Kral Godol. Namely Hashem is Minabe Lakhobani Adam, and all contemporary Devian are aware, have the Mudaut of the Nebuah. However, that applies to all the Devian with one exception, Moshe Rabbeinu. He is his Nebuah, sweet generous. Tell Pa Dabo Marvel of Khidas. That's he says in the Ramah Mordabuchim. Ramah has many chapters in the Sephardic Shane and Mordabuchim. The way to remember it is Nilei Vadmayach from Paraklam Abbas to Paraklam Chet. That's the Rosh Hashanah to remember. I taught that a number of times. That's why I'm familiar with it. Anyway, and also, you said, I tell you, Ramah also has a similar, you see, clearly the nature of Mashabez Nebuah is markedly different than Shadavim. That's the Shaka of the Tiger. That's the place over here. Between, and so the Rosh of Malach, Vayishach Malach, but Malach means the Shriach. A Malach, because Malach is the Shriach. Malach of Vayishach Shruchas, we say in the Davening, we say a number of times actually in the Davening, the Gemara speaks about Gemara Shabbos elsewhere, but a Malach will accompany us everywhere we go. He Malach of Yisabalach, Yishloach, of the Chol Vachecha. So here the Malach of God is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rebbeinu says, it's part of our Goda, that night, the only Rebbeinu Shalom was operating, Anibal of Malach, Anibal of Sov, Anibal of Shriach, and there's a book of Vayishach Atma, you Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbi is the Rabbi, it's the point that you don't find Moshe Rabbeinu in the Agoda. That you would look for him in the Agoda, he's not found in the Agoda. He's found actually later on in the Agoda, but found in the Agoda, the Rambam. So after the risk is that sufficient, that he's found in the Agoda. but the Malach certainly is Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yishlach Malach, he said, let me try him. He knew not to be Kurdish, he said, Gulecha. So he thought he would arouse some sympathy with Malach Edon. And therefore the request then comes, Pasuk Yizayim, Nabra no bi'atzecha, lo nabra b'sod of Karen, lo nishtem be'er, as Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a Mamash Hilchus Be'acheres that Chazal learned out from this pasuk. The Tanchuma is also found elsewhere in Chazal. Namely, when you, a person actually, as Rashi points out, Achtenori, Abdi Sheesh V'yad Olecho, Yikne V'achen V'ni, Kidei V'hanus V'su Shpizo. That's a very important piece of Be'acheres that one should have. My father, Mashalom, was very makbid because of this Rashi. So, not that we went to restaurants. Mayor went to one or two restaurants, and my father, his entire life, my father didn't believe in restaurants. You understand, clearly, he would not have understood this generation too well. Zed Legima, that's the whole key. But anyway, so, once we went to a restaurant, so I thought I would take with me a bottle of water, something to drink, so I wouldn't have to buy anything. I'd save myself some money. My father says, against the Rashi. He quoted this Rashi. You come back to know you have to share the other echo, you can have a hand on the fees up. I once asked my Rebbe, I need some Abazatzal. He thought that maybe you should not even bring a bottle of water into a restaurant, which is yours, not from the restaurant. Based on this Rashi, and then he had a whole pill for it. I can't discuss that right now, this is the Chag, I'm missing it. But anyway, so the Pasuk says that's what they requested. We're going to take the main highway. Correct? Nabra Nakrishachad. Lo Navar B'Sadeh V'Keren. Lo Nishtem Nebeah. Zerach HaMelech Nelech. Lo Nita Yamanus Mo. Ramban here is very dramatic describing Kal Yisrael. We're talking about 600,000 plus people, shall we say, traversing Edom, which is no simple matter. So the reaction of Edom is pretty quick. Vayomer of Edom is Tavodi, Ken Bacher, Veitzer Kotecha. Al-Khad B'Chasichia, the Sachicha Tavod, Rashi, the Rishayim point this out, the Medrash alludes to it right away. That's how Esav operated. So then there's a second attempt. I'm going to discuss this with Yom, in a few moments. Vayomer Yolah B'nai Yisrael B'Mesila Na'ale. Okay, we're not going to go B'Dach HaMelech. We'll go B'Mesila. Apparently Mesila seems to be some sort of ancillary kind of Derech, not again the main thoroughfare. Yim Me'necha Mishtam Yom Mikvah Me'asati Michlam Rakim Dover V'Ragoy Yavora V'Yomel O'Savor V'Yitz Edom V'Kosta V'Yam Kovir V'Yach HaZoka V'Yimoyin Edom V'Son V'Shisa V'Vor B'Gvulo V'Yed Yisrael Me'Olam. So I just want to be medayik. Generally, whenever I learn Chumash, my Rabbein attempted to teach me, not too successfully, but attempted to teach me to medayik in the Lashon of the Tukim. And I'm very into that. So the Lashon here at the very beginning is Kol Amar Achicha Yisrael. And I'll just, again, I'm not going to refer you to all the Tukim that I could, but then we'll be here for hours. And I thought about the Chaim. The one man, Yom HaZaraisa. Probably that's how we passed him. But anyway, it seems that Rambam passed him. Other Rishayim, so a lot of passes like that. So I'm assuming that day. So the Lashon of Kol Amar Achicha Yisrael. So I want to just show you, I got it down from my point in my notes here. How many times the Torah actually used that lashon? When Yaakov and Esau immersed in the record of their mother, the Torah stressed this achva. I'll read the lashon. This is in Perek Chafei Pasuk Rabav in Bereshis. V'yachleichen yotza ochiv v'yoda echezet ba'kei Esau. Okay, you'll say that is nothing to get excited about. Obviously, he's a sibling. He's a brother. In the Hemshech, the Torah there in Bereshis Chazayin Vav. Berivka Amra Yaakov Beno Leimor Hinei Shamati Savicha Medabri Al Esav Achicha Leimor. Okay, a third time Chav Zayin Chav Tes. This is the bracha. Yabducha Amin Yishtachavu Lecha Leumin Hevei Gvir Vachecha Yishtachavu Lecha Bnei Yinecha Oyerecha Orem Vachecha Baruch. Fourth time Chav Zayin Lamed Vayisha Sekira Yitzvah Dovarech Es Yaakov. The synchronization is unbelievable. Vayiach Yotzo Yotzo Yaakov Esmane Yitzvah Godin Vayisha Ochiv Bom Yisegel. Fifth time Gracious Chazayim Lamed Hey. Vayyem Nebo Achicha B'Nirma Vayikach B'Chasecha. Okay, the way the Targum translates Nirma the Chuchmasa. Sixth time Vayyan Yitzchak Vayyem Vayitzchak Hengvir Samti V'Lach Yitzchorecha V'Tati L'Ava Avodim V'Dogim V'Tirish Nachtin U'Lecha Yitzchak Maya Sebeni. Nothing is left for you. Seventh time Yalchar B'Chatichye Yitzchakicha Tavro. What's the illusion over here? Then Esau, of course, is the Torah says Vayistayim Esau v'Yaakov. That's a famous lashon. Vayistayim. There are different lashonos to describe sinah in Tanakh. Vayistayim has a very fascinating history in and of itself. I wanted to share about this, but not for now. Vayistayim Esau v'Yaakov al abracha shebercha aviv. Vayom Esau believe or yikuvu yimayev al aviv. Ba'ag v'Yaakov ochi. I'm going to kill my brother Yaakov. A bit later, Rivka tells Yaakov b'na akadim b'tonei lo hine Esau ochicha mitzachim b'chol ha'agecha. And she tells him, you should go to Lavan, Yashati Moyam Machodim, Arashet Pashub Hamas Ochicha, Achub Ap Ochicha. So Kiseida, the Torah, he stresses the idea of Ochicha. A bit later, Vayishach, the beginning of Vayishach, Vayishach Yaakov Alachim, the son of Araisov, Ochiz, Asa says the Edom. Vayashuva Malachim, Yaakov Lehim, Bonu Alachicha, El Esau, Vagami Neolet, Vichwatcha, Yabam Neos Ishimo. And then the famous Tzvila, Yaakov Avinu, Nisbalot Hashem Mizrach, and Perak Lamedei, Katsi Reini, no?
Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav, Trey Dinin, or the Betalevi, Arichos, and others actually, the Tzid talks about this, the Betalevi, and the Malbin, they all have the same Trey Dinin. Esav has two aspects then. He obviously was a brisker in disguise. On the one hand, he could be Esav or Rasha, on the other hand, he could be Ochi. There are moments here, moments there. Kiyari Anochi Yasuf, and Yaravi, Yikari Deim Abonim. Then, a bit later, by Yitavis Harisho Memo, when Yaakov sends the messengers to meet Esav, Ki Yifgashcha Esav Ochi. A bit later, by Yom Esav, Yeshli Rav, Ochi, Yilacha Shaloch. Today, it's a very common expression. People call, I don't travel in those circles exactly, Achi, Achi. It's a very common thing. I'm in the wrong. So I assume they're referring to these Sukkim. I imagine that's the mocha for what they're talking about. So, and a bit, what? I didn't want to say it, but the Harav Lerner, you said it for me. Kasachol. I think I assume they mean a language of endearment and the like. Vayikach Esav es Nosha ves Vanav es Venesav. I'm reading Sukkim and Rations again. It's called Nasus Vesos, Nigneru, it's called Behemto, it's called Kinyanano, Asherach Azeres Kinnan, Vayarach Eretz Neyakov Ochid. The Torah can stay there, I didn't quote you all the Sukkim. The Torah can stay there, stresses this idea of Achva. Whenever there's any contact between Yaakov and Esav, even though there's metach, there's tension between them, and he wants to kill him, doesn't make a difference. Don't have the Torah constantly. If you look in this is an important passage, in Chav Gimel, in Dvarim over here, Chav Gimel, not Bamidbar that is, but Dvarim, I don't have, you haven't had Bamidbar, okay, don't mistake, I have another one, Dvarim. But in Dvarim, Chav Gimel, I think Chav Gimel, Pasuk Ches, I'm not mistaken, so this is the really directive the Torah tells us. Chav Gimel Ches. Lo yisisai v'adoymi. Why not? Ki yochichahu. Why should you not abhor him? He's your brother. Rashi over there says in the spot, even though Rashi says, Al b'shogoy v'chav v'savro, really, inherently, you should have actually abhorred Esav, sheyasav acher v'kotzecha. And the Ramban, on the spot, is a very famous Ramban. One of the most famous Ramban, the Chumash. Ramban discusses the distinction between Edom and Ammon and Moab. Ammon and Moab, the Torah says, "Whatever Ammon and Moab, be kal Hashem. Gam Dorasiri, whatever be kal Hashem at Edom. They can never enter call yourself. Avar Shalokim was come alechem b'amayim, but never says from Mitzrayim. Asher soch alecha zilam ben Moab, Mitzrayim avam narayim be kal Reka. What about Edom? Dor Shli sheyav be kal Hashem. What's the distinction? So the Ramban says, "We are meaning part of this Roshen. The chain also in Edom shem alehem zchus abayis. Shehayu mizera kedesh." The Hechikam Shloisha Deiret. Only three generations. Why? Because they are Zerah Kodesh. They have Chus Abayis. Babu Sheyav across the Bechareb and Lezachu Bris Achim. Okay, we have to create some sort of a, shall we say, gap. So the gap of three generations is sufficient. The Kabbalah Rabbah Tainus says the Ramban over there, close to Gemara Yivamis, he ain't go Shlishi Min Mendoisha Abba Kashin Yizgai Echad Mehem. Edom, we cannot treat Edom the way we would treat a real brother, Achi, the way you mentioned. There's a lot of Rambam, not the Sanim. The very famous Rambam. Rambam says, "Today, he's talking about the mitzvah tzedakah. Yimaach lo yirachim alaach, mi yirachim alav." Who are we going to turn to? The goyim, those who are obviously cool. The Gavi Am Yisrael, they have luxurious. And that definition, the Gemara has in Yevamos, and the Rambam quotes the halacha a number of times in Mishnah Torah. That Shoshi Simonim Bumazu, Rachmanim, Baishon, Gemi Chasodim. That's what Ammon and Moab were missing. Al-Zahar, Kidma, Samarachim, Namai. So therefore, someone who does not have those Simonim, Cheshin, Shemu Givenihu, Zagoy. Someone who's uxorious, someone who doesn't have a sensitivity, a compassion, a sense of Rachamim, can't be Jewish. So the Ramban here says, obviously, we don't treat Edom the way we treat another Ach. On the other hand, at the end of the day, he's still achicha. And just to show you, Rashi in Bereshis, famous Rashi in Vayishlach, I believe it is. Vayaretz Esav Bikrosso Vayichabkeyu, Vayipa Otavo Vayishkokeyu Vayitko, says Rashi Vayichabkeyu, Nizgal Gulu Rachamov. Even Esav, but God that is the Rachamim. Shavuohu, Mishtachad, Kol Ishtachamov Salonu. Yaakov was bowing down, he was prostrating himself left and right. Vayishkokeyu, Nokud Olov, Yeshchokin, the daughter of the advice of the Sifre, Yeshudoshi, the Kuduzu, Roma Shalom, the Shaka, the Khalibo. He didn't kiss him, shall we say, wholeheartedly. Honor of Shimon Yechari, Halachi, Biyadua, this is the Makar, She'esav, Sanger, the Yaakov. And Sif has a very beautiful country that you die to read in your spare time. It still has Kuntzes on anti-Semitism that he wrote. It was originally published, actually, on his after his parish on Shir HaShirim. It's a very beautiful parish on Shir HaShirim. And the back of that parish, he published the whole Kuntzes on anti-Semitism. And the very centerpiece is this statement in Chazal, Halochahi, B'yodua Keifa Son Liyakov. The Rashi then adds, Ela Senichmur Racham Abayt HaShah, Unishokar B'chalibo. So now there was an element of Rachamim that was emerged from Esav. And look, the yachas between Yaakov and Esav essentially is really not a very, as they would say here, that's a sort of local kachsin papi. That's for sure, an understatement. Here's the yachas of Sina, of Eva, but when they tap the farm, somehow this mitzvah, this element of Rachamim comes to the fore. Where does it come from? Deep down, at the end of the day, he's Achicha. He's our brother. Ramban says, Zerak, Shehoyu Mizerak Kedesh, Shomalem Chutovers. So now, I want to go back to the Pesukim over here in light of that and explain the Pesukim to see how you use. The Torah says, initially, Kay Omar Ochicha Yisrael. That's how the Pesukim began. Here in Pasuk Perachov, Pasuk Yidavid. And this Lashon, as I said, is also found Ovadia, the very well known Navi, Haftarah, Nechamas Ochicha Yaakov Sechascha Busha. I think it's in the first paragraph of Avadia, if I'm not mistaken. So, on the one hand, as I said, there seems to be this dialectic element somehow between Esav and Yaakov. Essentially, he's Achicha, but clearly it's all covered up with a lot of sinah, a lot of antipathy, a lot of eva, a lot of enmity. And v'achicha b'mim alayikah b'chasecha. That's why, but the Lashon of Achicha is the way the Torah begins this entire discussion. Secondly, Rashi says over here, why did he mention Achva? So Rashi on the spot in Pasuk Yudalet, Ma rov haskir kan Achva? Ela omar loy, Achim anachnu b'nei Avram, Shehazar Achva, V'yal shneinu ha'yayisa achay v'faro. A very famous Rashi. This Rashi sounds twice in Kumish. Once in the Chukas, once in the Pasuk in Gracious. V'yelach alayat Yaakov Ochi. That Esav, of course, saw himself as being someone who was potentially a Yorish to Eretz Yisrael. We know Chazal speak about Esav in two different respects of his uniqueness. Namely, number one, Kibbutz Avraham. Kibbutz Avraham was mind-boggling. Number two, Esav essentially remained in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov was compelled to leave. Vayivach Yaakov Se'arom. And Esav related Eretz Yisrael, so he has two chutzim. But Rashi in Bereshit, over there on the pasuk that I just mentioned, Vayelach Eretz and Yaakov Ochiv, so Rashi says that there was a Shtar Chayiv. What was the Shtar Chayiv? The Tznai for Eretz Yisrael is Kigir Yezah Achav Eretz Lelahem. V'avod Avinu Osam Abam Yoshana. That's the Tznai for Eretz Yisrael. So who underwent that? Yaakov. Esav did not. Rashi was always fond of pointing out in the Parash Agada. I heard him say many times that in the Agada we see this very clearly, that Hashem promised Esav Ha'aseir, and what happened? He gave it to him. He also promised us Eretz Yisrael. Did we receive Eretz Yisrael? No, the Yaakov was one of the other Mitzrayim. That's when the whole, shall we say, all the Gilgulim began. Till we got back to Eretz Yisrael was a long trek. So there Rashi says in the Bereshit, Vayelach Eretz and Yaakov Ochiz, they should have been mishtati with us in the Sevel of Kigeri Azacha. That's what Rashi here is alluding to as well. So Rashi there expresses it much more at great length. He's more public about it. And here Rashi alludes to it just to keep the Nimrod. So anyway, here we have Kol Malachicha Yisrael. And therefore, he also potentially had a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, was really a Shutuf with Yaakov Avinu as far as receiving Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned before or earlier, that the next two Pesukim, Tetzvav and Tetzayim, remind us of the Pesukim in Arami Avidavi. But as I said, there are a number of distinctions between them. Here, the Nusach is very short, abbreviated. Here, it's much longer. Beyond that, in the Parshas Kitavo, there we describe really the physical ennui that we underwent, and the fact that we were subjected to Yisurin, terrible Yisurin, and also you have in the Parshas Kitavo, the fact that Christ became a good God, became a great nation, all these elements are not found here in the Bechlal. Here there's a clear focus on we were Yisrael, Vayarei Ulanu, Vanitzik HaShem, and now here we are about to enter Eretz Yisrael. That's the extent of the praise
which is much lengthier. And there's another distinction that Rishonim will really point out. Here the Lashon is, if you read the Pasuk in Tetzra, Vayareu Ronu Mitzrayim al Abosenu. What does it say over there? Vayareu Osonu. Okay, here's a real analogy. Diktuk is critical of this distinction. This is one of the areas many years ago, in 1983, I was much younger, probably had more brash than I have today. Means lack of da'achas. I still have a lack of da'achas. So I was, my wife and I went to see Hagen of Yaakov, that's his Zatzal. It was in his 90s. It was 2 years before he was hit. So one of the questions I asked him in my silliness was, he wrote a beautiful sefer, Tikkun Emes Yaakov. But the sefer is not open to people like me. So he said, why not? Rabos Nish. I said, half the sefer is not three quarters of the diktuk. And diktuk is not the most exciting subject in the world. And even I then now have a much greater knowledge of diktuk because I've studied the matter over the years. So Rabbi Yaakov started laughing. He pushed started laughing. And then he said to me, without diktuk, how could you learn chumash? He could understand how it's possible to understand chumash properly without diktuk. Three quarters of the sefer, it's not half the sefer, is diktuk. It's not very popular in Yeshiva Shavel because of that. They don't like the sefer. It's not they don't like it. He has kedusha nifloyim. A lot of it based on diktuk. So he's very into this diktuk as well. I'm not the only one. We should even talk about it here. And of course, the distinction between the two is the following. In one case, it refers to physically they harmed us. In the other case is Vayarei or Sonu, not only the physical harm, but rather they painted us, they depicted us in a certain kind of way as being individuals who are evil and wicked and decadent. Astrology supports this out all the time, but we shouldn't say it. Time to restrain this distinction between the two languages. Okay, but anyway, I'm just pointing out a number of chilukim between the two parshiyos. But the reason why I say all this is that I think there's another maskara which is very important, based again on the psukim that I'm reading over here. Namely, what was the reaction of Edom to our overture? So the Torah says, Nabu Nabi Atzecha, Pasuk Yisek, Vayom Eil of Edom, Lo Saborbi, Pentachay, Vetzeri Kwasecha, seems to be pretty chad v'chalach. Now we make a second effort. It's really striking. Why would we make a second effort? I think their response is pretty straightforward. Pentachay, Vetzeri Kwasecha, couldn't be any more forward than that. How they're going to react to us and respond to us? No, we continue. On what basis? So notice the Lashon changes also. Now we're no longer called Achicha. But what do we call now? Now we become Bnei Yisrael. There's a Satum over there as well in the Rishonim, in the Mishnah and Chulin over there. Okay, Merechel Bnei Yisrael, Gil Anoshe. Lashon Bnei Yisrael. That's a very striking Lashon. Here, no longer Achicha. But rather, by Yomer Elab Bnei Yisrael, by Mesila Nava, he would take a different tone, a different tack. Yimenecha Bishra Amiyu Miknam Nasati Nichlam, Rakein Dova Viraglai Evora. And their reaction now is, by Yomer Lo Sabor, not Lo Sabor B, but rather Lo Sabor, by Yeshe Edom Mikrosa, Vyam Tavir Vyachazoka. Before they just basically issued a threat. Ten Bacher, basically Kwasecha. Now, no longer a threat. By Yeshe Edom Mikrosa, Vyam Tavir Vyachazoka. They mean business. No nonsense. They're going to wipe us off the map. Rahman was fun. They'll decimate us. They'll liquidate us. So what happens? Vayimayin Edom, the son of Yisrael. By the way, we've gone from Achicha to Bnei Yisrael and now to Yisrael. So we're moving down the ladder, as it were. No, but the Torah still says, Vayimayin Edom, the son of Yisrael. Means there are still lingering elements of connectivity. Not that the bonding is not there. There's still bonding. It's obviously frail. It's obviously weak. It's been rented, came out entirely asunder. But there's still some connection that exists over there. The Torah is Mirami to it, the Vian Yuzdaiti, by the different Lashonos, and we're, as I said, going down the scale, going down the ladder in terms of that. I'll just mention that maybe the Torah then, at the end of this discussion, by Yid Yisrael Me'olavon, Yid Lashon Ramban, Ramban Kirk, Kitzer HaKosu Bezer, why is the Torah Mekatzer? Ki Mipi Agvur Nisabu. Ramban refers to Sukkim Midvarim. There the Torah tells us, how do we treat Edom? We're not allowed to start up with Edom. That's the Pasuk in Dvar. Kashafir Shoei Moshe. The Alpi Adibur not to Me'olav. The Pasuk says, Vayeg Yisrael Me'olav. The Russian Vayeg is also a very striking Russian. Alpi Adibur not to Me'olav. Ki Lo Yochul Asa Zabar Akhe Kevin Shalohi Yicham Abba. That's what Ramban says. Ramban's referring to the Pesukim over there in Perek Beis. I forgot the other two. I don't have Ram in front of me. I do have this one, Michelle. The Yatsa'om Tavrei Mor, Atem Rovim Begvul Achecha B'nei Eitzav. So the Pesuk says over there, Hayeshu Miseyev, the Yul Mikem and Nishmatim Ra'id. Be very careful with B'nei Eitzav. Alkis Gorobom, Tivo Atem Lachem Yatsam Adnizach Kavrogo. Hashem said, I'm not going to permit you to go ahead and Bechlau start up with Eitzav. Ki Yerusha Eitzav, Natati Yatsaseyev. Hashem gave them the Yerusha. And it says over there, Eichel, Tishvu Me'itam HaKesef HaHaltem, the Gamayim Tichu Me'itam HaKesef HaShishishem. The Torah over there, in Dvarim, points out that they are our brothers. And the Lashon Ramban, that I did copy down for some, Lashon Ramban over there in Dvarim, the Tam HaKesef HaShishishem, Sheyochus Yisrael, or Sheyichus Yisrael Min Avram, B'chol Zaro Achim, Ki Kula Nei Nimelim, all of his children, Avram's children, are brothers. Bizet Tam was the side of Adam, Chiachichahu. Rak b'nei Apilashim, Yishmael. Umidin, b'chol b'nei Ktura, Umidin, b'chol b'nei Ktura, Einam b'achva. They're not achva, but Esav is achva. Rabban, Kisayda, stresses this, and this is found, is alluded to here, in the Pesukim here, and the Pesukim in Dvarim as well. I know there's a concept of achva with an Esav, however, not with an Yishmael, the Rabban says. If you take a look, for example, the end of Pasuk Tevos, after the brachas of Yaakov and Esav, so the Russian, the Torah says, "Vayistom Esav es Yaakov, ava brocha shebercha avi." As I mentioned earlier, "Vayom Esav believer, Yikuv meiva avi va'agus Yaakov avi." In that Torah, Pastor says us to read from Malachi, "Masod va'Hashem al Yisrael b'yad Malachi, ahati eschem lama Hashem ba'amartem ba'mei ha'achtonu, halo och Esav Yaakov nu Hashem va'yavis Yaakov." Yes, Esav tanesi. The Baruch Hashem says, "Esav I hate." Vossi the son of Shemama, that's not close to the son of Midbar. Malachi also Parakalov there. I'm familiar with all the Parakalov. I started teaching once Trayosa in the Yeshiva. I never got Parakalov in each of the Trayosa. So, even though Esav is Echli Yaakov, but the Ibershim, he loves Yaakov, and if he gave him the Eretz Chen, the Torah Chava, gave him Eretz Yisrael. Esav Tanesi. So what did he do with Esav? He pushed him where? To Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't Zeichet to receive the Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. So, again, I'm just indicating that even, again, going back to Ovadia for a second, also in Parakal, Kol Ma Hashem, Elokim, Ve'edra, Yishmo, Shaman, Amit Hashem, Yitzir, Bagoyim, Shulach, Kuma, Menokum, Alela, Nuchama, Hinei, Kotem, Esachicha, Bagoyim, Bozli, Atom, Ehi, the Rabbi says, that he's Bozli, Zidoyim, Ribcha, Hishiecha, Gaiva, the Mori Gaiva, Shakonus, Zidoyim, Ribcha, Hishiecha, Shekri, Bichag, Yisela, Meram Shifta, Omer, Libo, Miyagin, Orek, in Tagbiya Kaneshev, the men Kokadim Sin Kinecha, Mishon Aricha, Nu Mashem, as the Pesuk says over here in Ovadia. The Gaiva of Esav is the Gaiva which is very pronounced, Ashrei Shamayim. And there the Navi describes the reaction of Edom to the Mitzvah of Kal Yisrael, the fact that they were Sameach Beis Tzaraseinu. When we were in Tzara, they gloated over the fact that we were a bit Tzara. And they didn't come to our assistance. And that Yerushalayim is going to go ahead and compensate them, he's going to take the Kama, they're going to drink the Klei Tzapporonus, there are many Gemaras about that, Malchus Hashem will be Nisgale, and then the Navi writes over there, the Russian is, I mentioned earlier, Hamas Achicha Yaakov Techas Chabusha V'Nichlat Ovoilom V'Yayim Amot Samirege V'Yayim, what does it say there, Shavoy Zorim Chaylo V'Nochrim Bo'u Sh'orov V'Yushalayim Yadu Goyo Gamat Okachameyem V'Yafir V'Yayim Achicha V'Yayim Nochrov V'Yatismach V'Yehuda V'Yayim Odom. So they were a Sameach. When you're Sameach, when someone else is misery, misfortune, Nachman would start that day of Russia. And of course, it says, Kikov, Yom Hashem HaKol HaGoyim, the ultimate and the numerant of Esav is going to be, Kasher HaSisa Yasarach, Gimurcha Yashir Bershecha, and finally, Bahad Tzion, Tzion, Plato, Vaya Kedesh. That's the part of the Shalav of Gehanim and Zatzal. That person made it very famous. He stepped on the area of Panovich and Bnei Brak. And he says, "Ovahad Tzion, Tzion, Plato, Vaya Kedesh," right after the Holocaust. Only Panovich Shalav with his Divrei Nevi'ah could see it. The Yoshu Beis Yaakov Beis Marashem, and then it says, "Vahaya Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yisrael Vahava, Beis Yisrael Vakaus." And the prophet said, "The Dolku Man Bacholim." And then the Vayes started the Beis Esav Ki Hashem Gida. I think that's more or less the Navi. I put that. That's why I'm familiar with it. So and then at the end, of course, it says, "The Olam Moshiim Ba'atir on this one, Tal Esav, Oysel Hashem Amalukah." Interesting. The Ramban on the Chukot side, there's a very fascinating Ramban that always
My father's son was very bothered by this kasha. And years later, I found the Ramban addressed it. Rabbi Nebuchadi talks about it. Namely, the two Tokachas say, Yadua, the Ramban spends a lot of time discussing the two Tokachas. One is the Choltosai, one is Pasuk Yisrova, one is called by Shisho, one is called by Sheni, and the Chilukah between them. The Gemara Bijol already has the distinction between the use of the first person, and the Nafkaminas between that. But one of the Sukkim in Nitzavim, actually, that's where it's found. Take a look in Nitzavim. Should be Parag Lama there somewhere. In Parag Lama of Nitzavim, oh, I don't, this is Amidra again. Parag Lama of Nitzavim, thank you. Okay, I remember the Pasuk more or less. It says, Venasa, Parag Lama there, what Pasuk is it? Pasuk Zion, I think it is. Venasa, Hashem, Alokecha, Iskal, Horus, Eile. My father was really bothered. Who are the Eizecha? Who are the Seinecha? All the Kolos are going to fall on Eizecha, the Seinecha, Asher, and the Pucha. So the Ramban on the spot. Ramban says, Zechol Eile, Rimazim, Ka'elu, Yaskir, Beferish, Inyan, Gabusenu, Zeh, Vahagula, Bibrisahi, Hashmiya, Gula, Shreima, Mula, Kula. Obviously, the first Gula is of a partial nature. You look at the Chukatah, you know, one of the clothing that the Gemara has in the Shem says that every Techacha has to be accompanied by Nechama. You can't have Techacha without Nechama. The Gemara doesn't say that, especially with young children or even children in general, small Dechah, young Mekayah. You can't just be Dechah then. You can't just apply Midas Adin to children. You have to have Tashkiko Rachamim. You have to have somehow a balance of both Din and Rachamim. Small Dechah, young Mekayah. The same thing applies to a Navi. A Navi has no right just to go ahead and issue words of Techacha, and just chastise, and just lash out, without providing some sort of smicha. So Am Yisrael, for Kal Yisrael, see that the brachas actually we say about Haftarah as well, but you see the Mishnah. Mishnah points this out, that Navi has to give Divrei Idun, Divrei Chizuk to Am Yisrael. So it has to be Nechama. So if you look at the Chukai Tzai, where's the Nechama? There, the Torah actually has in the Chukai Tzai, the end of the Chama is relatively clear. At the end of the Chukosa, the Torah says, the whole Pasha, of course, revolves around carrying. Big Machon Sevi Shedim, out of the temple where carry is. But at the end, Hafani Elechim on the carry, the Mida Shadam Rebbe, better than Vav, and they feel some air like them, or Oji Kanal, the Vavam Heareh, or Oji Sura Saba. You know, there's a bit of the Chama over there. There'll be Hachna. Of the way for all them. And Hashem said, there's a chadis vizi Yaakov, as vizi Yitzchak, as vizi Abraham, as vizi Yitzchak. In Kisodra, the Rishonim point this out, at the end of the Sechus Megillah. The text is really the middle of the Rishonim, Melban, on the spot as well. Where's the Nechama of Pashas Kisodra? Not in Kisodra. Because the Tachacha ends with the famous passage, that Shimcha Hashem is trying to Baniot. Vaderach Hashem Amati Lecha, Bismakarten Shom, V'yayzecha, La'avodim, V'vishmachas Rein Kainah. Ela divrei avis, ha-tativ ha-shem es meshe, lichweiz divrei sabi as maya, mevar avis, ha-shakar es izan b'chere. The bris of the Chukosai is the bris of chere. The bris in Pasuk Yisrova is the bris of, as you mentioned, of avis maya. But where's the Nechama? So the Nechama is down in Yisrova. All the Rishonim point that out. Takes his read, especially the end of Megillah, notes it. And there, the Nechama is very clear. There it says, one of the most famous Ramban Zechumash, Umar Hashem Elokechaz Vavavcha Vesavav Zarecha. That's a parallel to what we just mentioned. Ha'orgi Kana the Vavam He'orel. First will be Achno of the Vavam He'orel. Now be the actual Brit Mila. Umar Hashem Elokechaz Vavavcha Vesavav Zarecha. Ramban is the same Yishik to Rabbi Teresh Alatera. That our object is to try to come back to the Masa Vodah Marisho Kana Machet. That's what Ramban sees that process. Umar Hashem Elokecha is going to be a return to the pristine situation in Gan Eden, which was basically that I have no Yetzer Hara. My Bechira is only in one direction. That's the ultimate Bechira. Rishonim notes this, by the way. He thinks the ultimate Bechira is where a person has the ability to choose. Nay, not correct. The ultimate Bechira is where I lose my Bechira. Where I'm still on top of the situation, and I'm completely in control. My Seichel realizes that only great Hashem is Barach. I have no Yitzhar whatsoever. That's the ideal Bechira. Only the Kibbut Echad. That's what Ramban writes over there. Malach, same look at the Zavolcha. Take a look at my famous Ramban, and that Ramban is... A lot has been said. Okay, so why am I saying all this? Ramban, again, writes this pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Zayin. I just mentioned, I forgot it. But not on a similar kind of scholars, our Zechad al-Sarah, Sherud al-Bukha, I copied the Ramban down there. Moses, Eru, Yaskir, Beferish,
Indian Galusena Zeva Gula Bibrisa Hi Ashmir Gula Shraima Mura Kulam, that's gonna be the ideal gula. The Yama Vihara Tiago Alecha, that's the Pasha Chuma, of course, goes around Banki, Amitra Zeis, I said, let him start by Yama, Moshe Shomer Naraka, Yamitra Zeis refers to Kala Kula, but I'm back to the finish, refers to the Mitra of Shuva, because he has the Beticha of the Vokala Seisa, you have there the element of Vidui, the Vokala, the element of course, the Ika Shuva is Malay, no question about it. But it says, Vaya Tiago Alecha, Yama Meila, Abraham Baklova, the Tiach, the Hitivcha, the Hirbacha, the Abisecha, ho, that process, that's his area, the Shalmis. This is the Torah, this passage, the Etiv of Hiram Yabesecha, she had Torah the Choshit of Yisrael. Lo v'shish Yisra'om, not to a small part of the people. Kol Shit of Yisrael, v'shon v'tiach, what is Hashem going to do? That Hashem will be machris v'yichale hamadli moysonu. Those who sent us into Golos are going to be destroyed. Hashem will eliminate them. The Nasser Hashem will kech salo Yisrael, al vechad asonecha shebefuch, avine, o yzechad asonecha, avine, rabban remez v'shtei ha'umos. These are the two nations that say, "Yer the food, Tani Nacharenu," that are always pursuing us. The Eved Varam Yatichu Begula Asir Atar Hashreima Yaita Mikol Chazenis Daniel. More than all the visions of Daniel, these two nations will be eliminated, will be extirpated, will be eviscerated. Of course, the Ramban does not identify them. Whom are they? Doesn't tell you who they are. So Rabbi Nachai Alter and Pasuk Nitzavim right over there on the spot tells you who they are. Umashir Hiskiru Aizecha al Yishmael. Aizecha al Yishmael. Seinecha al Esav. Which one is worse? Says the Ramban. Yishmael. Ha'oye Godo Menaseine. You have to look in Tanakh carefully to see this Rabbeinu Bechaye clearly. Ha'oye is greater than Asone. Ki Asone, Abba Bishir Vialo, even though Asone is causing that harm, Yase al Derech Rachmanus. He has a tinge with a bit of Rachmanis. Aber ha'oyeh hu shaliba eva elamis lo yashu ba rachamim. No rachamim whatsoever. No quarter, no hold bond. Pure eva. B'zeh nisay ha'loshim v'digduko. Then he tried to even anchor it in the language. Ki oyeh hu miloshim avoy. Like oy va'avoy. Right away when I saw that years ago, ma ha'kesher. Avoy, Aleph Bed Vav Yud. Oh yeah, this Aleph Vav Yud days. Voiciyaseyem Shabbos. Oh, Voiciyaseyem Shabbos. That's true. The Ashen Shamreif of the Yodo, someone who falls into their hands, the hands of an Oyeh, say it, Oy Vavoy! Rosh Ramban. Oyeh Vachayim, sorry. Umake Hitzma B'yadecha, Kidei Sheyismo Charedifa El Asonim Shein B'nei Esav. Sheikah galusayna b'chamakim shu b'nei Edom hu. Uklan senecha, kini shekasu bet eisa sanesi. As the pasuk we mentioned before, in the Avtera. V'chainam b'med b'shmishrei, takasina, okay, it goes all the season of Tzukin, v'eisa shalem as eisa sanesi, and v'shivcha, ki tira tzvirta, ze yishmael haba mihada, u'mneshe b'nei yishmael kashin yisrael, yesim v'eisa, v'kach karen akasu b'eisecha. V'chainam b'takas Edom, v'takas Yishmael. Better to be under Edom than under Yishmael. I think we understand that. V'chein matzina b'akadosh baruch hu shama al ribayim b'tzoynoi al b'boi b'vnema v'oi v'ashem kula b'ashem kolu l'amecha ki oi v'neim ha'em ha'shoro is klal u'latach yamshilam. He goes the whole business, etc., etc. And as Rabbeinu Chaya, he compares Yishmael to Oyev, Esa to Seinei, and as he said, Seinei, even though he causes the harm, but he does it al derech rachmanus. Ha'oyev b'libo eva elamis lo yasim lo rachamim. What is he saying, seemingly? Seinei kosov Esav, at the end of the day, is an ach to Yaakov Avinu. He's still the brother to Yaakov Avinu. Sometimes the achva is completely overwhelmed, inundated by sinna, by gaiva. He wants to trample on Yaakov, and we say that Zechah Hashem Zei Edom, tell them where is that? Kufa Mazayin. Zechah Hashem Zei Edom, it's Yom Yerushalayim Ha'imim, all along, out of Yisrael Bo. My father Shalom said this pasuk when we lived in the Bronx. The Bronx is a borough in the New York City. There's a city called New York. That's Yudazu, Eben New York. Anyway, so in that city, we lived in the Bronx, and the Bronx was little by little, was going. And my father said, we can't move. We were the last 10 Jews in the Bronx, in that area of the Bronx, the last 10. one Shabbos morning we came home, and we came home, we couldn't find our house because it was firebombed, raised to the ground. So my father said, oh, they wanted to carry this bus. Oh, I didn't say, but I followed the children by heart. Oh, I didn't say, but that's what I remember. And as a result, we were forced to move to Pelham Parkway. My father went to move otherwise. You know, we're not going to get into them. So what is the Ikar Ratzon? Is that the Malchus Hashem will be Nisgala B'Mehira, and we should be zechut to the Navi Abagya. I'm not finished yet, I've just started. But am I allowed to go a bit further? No, you tell me, Shlomi Aaron, but you'll tell, I don't know what what? You're just a kind soul. Okay, I tell you what, if you just give me, because I wanted just to say a few things about my chaver, my yidid nefesh. So maybe I'll skip the rest of it. But I'll connect it to the Pasha as well. A very famous pasuk that we have here in this week's Pasha. Bali Musa has a field day with this pasuk. The Gemara has a field day with the pasuk. They don't. After the Gemara, and get to the Bali Musa. Al Kain Genu Hamoishlim Boru Cheshbon. Because at the end of the Pasha, looking in Bamidbar Chatalos, just to review quickly. Bamidbar Chatalos Chazayin. So here, the Torah describes in these Sukkim. Again, starting with Chafalah, Yishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon. Again, we similar request is very Sichon, and I actually was going to analyze it, but I'm going to spare you. Compared to Bakoshes, there are distinctions between them, also areas of analogy between them. There are also Lonita Besada and Kerem, Lonita and Bebeer, Bedach HaMelech Melech. We wanted to use it as a means to cross that country in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. We're not some Sichon Yisrael, Abor Begvulo. He didn't waste any time with Bacherem. Bayeso Sichon El Salama, that's a clear distinction. Here we have an outright hatred to Klal Yisrael. No intermediate steps. So ben bacher, ten bacher, ten bacher, veitzer ikvasecha. No intermediate steps. I'm going to destroy you. What is the Russian? I'll huff and puff and I'll blow your house down. Something along those lines. Yes, be ankusu, let me start. Anyway, vayomo yotze vayilochem Yisrael vayakir Yisrael v'picharev vayilah shekarto. And then what happened? We captured everything. Kol ha'orin ha'eleh pasuk ha'pei. Since we had no right to go ahead, started with Moyav. Says I'll talk to Moyav about this government chama. So what did Hashem Yisbarach do? He arranged it in such a fashion, very fascinating fashion. Namely, the first they captured Moyav, and then we captured them. Amun Moyav Tiyah B'Sichom. That's how we operate. Okay, I can give you many mishalim of that, but that's not the issue right now, so I won't start with another occasion. In Chavzayin, Al-Kain Yernu Ha-Mashlim Baruch Shvom Tibonu V'Shikonein Yer-Sichom. There's a Gemara in Barabasa in Ches, one of the most famous Gemara in Shas. Ha-Mashlim Eilu Ha-Mashlim B'Yitzvom. Those who are dominated, able to control the Yitzvah Hara. Baruch Cheshvon Vayu V'Nachshev Cheshvon Yishalom V'Hefza Mitzvah Kedega Tzara V'Shcha'adeva Kedega Tzera. So Chazal explained the words Muslim and the words Baruch Heshvon. But they didn't explain, because my father Shom was bothered. What's the Al Kain? Not the Al Kain, Yerimu Ha Moshlim Baruch Heshvon. This Al Kain is a very striking Lashon. It's not a Lashon Torah, Lichora. Of course it is a Lashon Torah, it sounds like here. But Chazal speak like that, Al Kain. Where else do we have the language of Al Kain? Al-Kain L'Echum L'Rei Sos Gira Rosh Ha'etim Ayim Azeh. A few other places. But it's not a common language that sound actually in the Torah. But what's the language of Al-Kain in this context over here? Al-Kain Gemra Amosh and Baruch Heshvan. What's the connection? How does Baruch Heshvan connect with the previous Indian? The previous Kukim are talking about Nechemet Yisrael B'Sichon. That we were involved in a war with Sichon. What should I have to say? Al-Kain Gemra Amosh and Baruch Heshvan. What's the Kesher? So, of course, the Pasuk says the Chavrav, namely, that Sichon Nilcham B'Melech Moyav HaRishon, he waged war with whom? With Melech Moyav. Ayikach Eskalatim, Yad Ha'ad Arnon. And now the Kali still captured from Sichon the same land. So, we can imagine what people said at that time when Sichon captured Moyav. Wow! He captured Moab was obviously a major, certainly one of the major countries. We see in Tanakh also the role of Moab. You see in Shayol, you see another psuk in there in the Vian. Master Moab. Moab was a massive country, a major country. And obviously the Sikha, in order to conquer them, had to really wage a very titanic kind of war. But is that really the situation, though? Of course, that's not the situation at all. The situation is really, as we just mentioned a moment ago, what the Gemara says in Kula, in Nafsamach on the base. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu handed over, as it were, Moab, the Yatzichon, was not for him. It was all for Klal Yisrael. I spoke about this many times. My Savior, Beis HaLevi, Asalvetti, was very fond of this Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi, in the beginning of Parshas Mikates. I got the Beis HaLevi's Bar Mitzvah present, and I learned the whole Beis HaLevi. It sounds like after I finish Shmeis, then he goes to Siddur of Hanukkah. I wasn't learning Gemara at that point in time in my life. What happened to the rest of the Torah? He forgot the comment there. He got so involved in Hanukkah, he forgot about the rest of the Torah. So the Beis HaLevi has a famous piece, the beginning of Mikates, was held that all of Jewish history and world history is based on this Beis HaLevi. Vayini keks nasayin yam imufaro chavim yin e'emir al yor. It comes upon the heels of the post of the end of Ayeshev. Lo yizrocha sa amasi mesyeksev ayishkocheil. And there Rashi quotes the famous Chazal, Rashi Agera, Asher Tom Asher Mitachim, Lo yipadar al yohovim. Achon is the Chazal Rishon Nitziv. What's the Pshar exactly in that? That means the stira, the post of itself. Rashi Agera, Asher Tom Asher Mitachim, Lo yipadar al yohovim. So two different mahalchim, the Chazal Rishon Emunah Bitachon, and the Nitziv is Teres al Atera. The Tzid, by the way, in general, those who are familiar with him, I only became familiar with him in the last 5 years. There's someone in my shul who started a shiur in Shiltas, Rav HaKhoigol, and he didn't have anyone to give it. So somehow, all of a sudden, I found myself saying a shiur, the same that I never looked at in my entire life. Not in the Shiltas, Rav HaKhoigol, nor did the Tzid perish in the Shiltas, Rav HaKhoigol. There were two, whole group of Israelis who was in Hebrew this year. But in the course of it, I discovered a wealth. Wow, the Tzid is... And because of that, I started learning the Hamigdala Latera, especially when Harav Kupnin, Amalachai Kupnin, told me, oh, he'll give me the Svarim B'tanai that I learned them. Oh boy. That was another predicament. And because of that, I noticed in the Tzid, one of the things that really the Tzid is very fond of, he says in one place, he says in seven different places. In his Igris, in the Peres on the Shiltis, in the Hamigdala, in the Harachai Dava, in the Peres on the Sifrei. Unbelievable. He has the Yisod, he articulates the Yisod again and again. So this is Yisod, a very famous Yisod in that Asher Yagir, Asher Pon Hashem, Asher Hashem Yitzchak Lo Yipadar Al Yehovim. See, I'm not going to tell you the whole Shad Nitzid, but he says it many times. Nitzid has the Yisod, I'll make it just very quick, that if a person has a Midah that he's Oichaz in, he better watch out. Better make sure he's Mamsik of that Midah and continue with it. And he brings Raya from the Gemara and the Makis. Another Raya he has, the Tzid for this Yisod, says it many times, and the Chazish has different tags. He said, the problem was, what, you can't make a single establish, you can't have. The problem is, establish with whom? Yehovim! With his balagayva, with his shakhtonim. Doesn't this get established? That's the Chazanishin, and we'll be talking. And the Tzid says, no, person has a leader of bitachon, and you're holding by the madriga that you are, better make sure you maintain that leader of bitachon. I don't have to worry about any of these things. I don't have the leader of bitachon. Not holding by any of these things. Anyway, the kids are back over here. So here, what do we see? That it was all for Klal Yisrael. Oh, so back in the Beis HaLevi. By indication of saying, I'm the Farah Chayim. So we think that, what was the cause and what was the effect? So generally, we read the Sukkim. Poor Yosef waited so long, and finally he has these chaps, he thinks he can rely on them. And guess what? Another 2 years where he's languishing in prison. And one fine day, Pharaoh's got a dream. And he calls all of his necromancers and dreamologists and who knows what. And they can't do the job. All kinds of funny interpretations and midrashim. Unbelievable over there. And they don't do the job. And so what happens? One of them says, yes, I tell you, I'm a maskayon, power cuts of our mother, and put me in the Mishnah, make sa'at avochim. Manachavo chalom, lai lacham, he lahu, ishkidiz chalom, shabi tolom, how you read it, sa'at avochim, and sa'at below, like he goes, chalom, say, chalom, rosa, and he got say, oh, sorry, okay, let's call him. They call Yosef, and he interprets the dream, and Paro is absolutely dancing up and down, possibly he's beside himself. Wow. So what was the cause? The cause of everything was Paro's dream. What was the effect? Somehow they got to Yosef and he appeared on the scene. And as a result, he becomes a Mishnah Brach Mitzrayim. He throws the Beit HaLevi, Yishuch Yirgit Reit Avin Kop. Completely upside down. Totally antithetical. That's not what happened. And he calls him Medish. Calls him Eel. That the Navi says that, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it'll be too long. But basically the Navi says the Eel, and this is how the Medish says explicitly, the time had come for Yosef to be released from his incarceration. No? So what is that going to involve? He has to leap and tee. Release! So what does he do? All of a sudden, power is a dream. By him, he takes the sign of power chayrin. Russian chayrin. He wasn't known as the Baal Chayrin Chayrinus. Yosef was the Chayrin Chayrinus. He's a Novi. He has the Vua. The Man Brachis. But yes, the power is not from the Chayrin Chayrinus. He's not those who... But he had the dream in order to effectuate, in order that he should be effective, namely, the release of Yosef from imprisonment. So what is the cause? The cause is the fact that Yosef has to be released. And what is the effect? That power has a dream. So it's after we have to understand Jewish history, so the Beit HaLevi. And he brings a raya, which is a raya muchlachas. As for the Briskers are very fond of this raya, you're not going to be too happy with it. But we know that the Torah tells us, Umatis of a vayochelu, in the context of the Malachim who came to Abram and came to Lot, Zokrashi matis of a vayochelu. What's he baking matis? Zokrashi tachalya. This is way, way before. Sheba Mitzrayim, Guras Mitzrayim, Nitiyas Mitzrayim. Nah, Akesha. I saw the reason why we eat matzah, I believe the same Nagoda. Matzah Zush, Anakam Al-Shum Ba. Al-Shum Shem, we have a whole list. Okay, they eat matzah Mitzrayim, they eat matzah Nilat Mitzrayim. I got another discussion of Mishayim and Midrashim, left and right. But that's the reason of the matzah. What's like doing eating matzah? What's with eating matzah? The answer is Pesach Hayah. So what's that? What's the shot? We think that I could evolve with the fact there was Mitzrayim and the whole saga and the Shibur and the Gula, and as a result, now Hashem said, "Baruch Atu Matzah." The Mitzvah of Eisah to eat, and where I'll say this, she matzah. Nay, not true. I was wrong. He wanted to give us the Mitzvah of Matzah. He wanted to feed Matzah. This is a classic risk. Menela, what did he do? He had a courage. He has Mitzrayim, grows Mitzrayim, he Mitzrayim, in order to eat Matzah. What is the cause? The cause is Achilas Matzah. The effect is Yisias Mitzrayim. Drunk the Beit HaLevi is a Chafesh Apostle. Chafesh Apostle. Babu Zeh also Hashem Li B'Tesh in Mitzrayim. Babu Zeh Lo Amati Le B'Shah Shematu Moham Melachim Lepanach Ha Mechilta. Babu Zeh. So it refers to somebody that you can point to, etc. The Gemara Melachis and what have you. Anyway, Babu Zeh Lo Amati B'Shah Shematu Moham Melachim Lepanach Ha. So therefore, Babu Zeh, because of the Matzah, also Hashem Li, Hashem did all this, Tesh in Mitzrayim. I remember the first time I heard that from Harav Soloveitchik, I thought that he lost it. He lost it, Beit HaLevi lost it. He held this was the slave, how you say this, of Jewish history. And that's how we have to see Jewish history. Everything revolves around Klal Yisrael. Once they asked him, Shat me Gemara and Yavamis. I was on Yavamis, I don't understand the Gemara. Eim l'cham above Ed, b'shul Yisrael. What? I asked him, during the days of the Vietnam War, I was in the draft of the Vietnam War. Trust me, I don't interest in going to Vietnam. Use that. And so I became all of a sudden a rabbinic student, a smicha student. I was majoring biology. Now I can't say that biology is a smicha. I don't know, but what could happen? Anyway, but so maybe that caused that's why they had the whole Vietnam War. But Rav Shechter, Rav Herschel Shechter, a great Rav Shechter told me that 3 years ago there was a Sukkot time here in Eretz Yisrael. So he comes to NTSY every summer to say Shurin and to learn with the Talmidim there. They couldn't stay in Beit Meir because of Sukkot Tan. The people were fighting. American parents get very bent out of shape, you can imagine. Or there were times that we didn't tell them we were going to Hebron or things like that. They just, their chagat happened to be in Hebron for Shabbos. Took a wrong turn. Anyway, the kids are so the, now we're very straightforward. We always were straightforward. We tell them, but they still know exactly where Hebron is. Anyway, so what neighborhood it is. And we go with an armored bus, Mugad Yeri, everything is the Seder. So Shechter told me that summer he spent in Chispin. He happened to have a daughter living in Chispin. Oh, so he said, it's clear why Hashem caused this war. So I could see my daughter and my family in Chispin. So I said, you mean they tell me that about her? So it's poshut to me that this is exactly the pshat in Amun Amur, the Rabbi Shechter, and Shum Sofek. Dvom Shuta, Milta the Pshita. That's how we have to see Jewish history. Al-Soveti told me, I asked him, Shad Nigamar, Ma Kesha, beach in Vietnam and call yourself? So he says, you know what the Biskorov said? His uncle, the famous Biskorov. Biskorov goes to the word Abed Azara, beginning of Abed Azara. Rasul Rabba, all the Mitzvahim, I'm going to come to the Ben Hashem and say, give us a schar, we deserve compensation. We built aqueducts and bridges and all kinds of engineering feats that we did. And all we did for whom? For Kal Yisrael. The Ben Hashem answered them, Shaitim Shemayram! Rasmachem Asisem! You didn't do it for Kal Yisrael. Back to Biskorov, what do you mean Shaitim? Shakwarian! They're pathological liars. They're prevaricated. What is the name? They're not damaged. They're telling the truth. The total truth. They did it for Kal Yisrael. They didn't know that. That is Shavuot. Because everything is for Kal Yisrael. So the Rabbi Pirsa Mishai is what he's about called also Pa'il. He's lost in the Tzadik Gilbash. He goes to a desert. All of a sudden there's a Tzadik is wandering. He's parked. He's thirsty. There's an oasis. For whom was that oasis created? For that Tzadik. Who's going to come there 100 years from now. Namely, Ramban, beginning of Chumash, says, gracious, Bishur Yisrael Shemiku Reishis, Bishur HaPere Shemiku Reishis, Shemema Kodesh Yisrael HaShem Reishis Ruoso, Kalech Reshavu, the Nabi said, Yibiyo, Ruoso, Kalech Reshavu, Numasem, the God Shadel was created for Am Yisrael. That's for them shooting, it's like Alabase, to me it's Alabase. And the older I get, the more Alabase it becomes to me. Them shooting. Also, maybe you still always get excited. Every single day to read the New York Times. Exactly why, I do not know. But he read the New York Times. And every day on the first page of the New York Times, something about Eretz Yisrael. Some Afalitic had a practice, I heard this from his Shamoshim. He used to fast 20 times a year. Why was he fasting so much? Every year outside he fasted, every member of his family. How many are there? 10? What were the other 10 times? Any time he was shalom on Eretz Yisrael, Afalitic used to fast. The whole world's concerned with Eretz Yisrael. Nothing else is going on. Syria, everything is Almei Menuchos. And everywhere else it's Almei Menuchos. Only here where we decide to go ahead and now what they're doing, Mali Adumim, they're going to build some more Yechidot, Mali Adumim. So the Gadol, of course, is concerned about with Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael. So the Hashkocha was that the Nisochom, that Tzichos in the Tzach Mayav, the Rebbe Shem Cheshem was clear. Al Kain Yengu HaMashim Bo Cheshvein. That's what Rashi says here. And that Muhammad that Sichon waged with Mayab, Yom La Moshim Bo, Cheshim Bo, Nechashay, Cheshmeni Shalom, and Hesed Mitzvah, Geneged Tzchara, Tzchara, Geneged Hesedah. And this is the story we say actually in the davening on Shabbos morning. We say it, the Mefarshim say this in the parak, we say the Mizmor for Shabbos. And there we, the Russian is, if we see the Shoyin having a Tzwacha, Bishrach, we Shoyin to my Eitem, Vayatisu Kol Pa'aliyoven, what reason is it? Lishkom the Mariyad. The Banishlam is going to destroy them. The Atzlocha is not Atzlocha Nitzchis. It's Atzlocha's money. It's only a temporary kind of Atzlocha that they have. So it's not Kedai to be among the Rishoyim who are going to have a Prichaz Manit, a temporary kind of Atzlocha. But rather Kedai to be among the Shifum Reis Hashem, the Chastas Elokeni Yafichu. Because they, oh, you do from the Seva, the Shem of Adam and you, the Hagi Kiyaka Hashem, to you, Rav Asabai. And that's what the Navi Yiriyahu has, and many other Naviim, I mentioned for Eel, but Yiriyahu in Perak Yidbeis, Madua, Perak Hashem, Saleicha, that's the topic that all the Naviim talk about, theodicy, the most difficult topic, the most difficult of all topics. But when you look, not a very short-term kind of look, a parochial, provincial kind of look, but you look with Bakaroch, there's no question that you see a totally different hashkafa. Here's what I wanted to simply mention. Looking at the end of Sefer Dvarim, where the Navi, where Akadosh Baruch Hu rather, says, "Ki yodin Hashem amo v'yalavodav yisnechom, ki yira ki oz asyod, v'yefes otzu v'yozuv," and I'm skipping a few psukim. "Ki yesa ha-shamayim yodi v'yomai v'chay anechi lo'ivim, v'mshamisi b'rak chaybi v'teichet v'mishpod yodi, oshi v'nokom v'tzorai, v'mtsanai ha-shalim." If you have kashas, why training yourself a matzriach? The answer is, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Oshuv nokom b'tzarai v'mstanei ha-shalem. Ashki yechitzai b'dom b'chai b'tzarech ha-bosar b'dam cholo v'shivya m'rosh paros oyev. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to have a cheskla with the Umat Ha'olam, it will be m'rosh paros oyev. Rashi says over there, if I'm not mistaken, all the pierces that they were, that the oyev was torn out from Yisrael, it will be a cheskla m'dukdok. Haninu goyim amo, kidam avodav yikoyim. Binokam Yosef the Torah. Uncle says, Haninu Shabachu. Rosh Uncle says, Haninu Shabachu. Even the guy will be Mishamech. Even they're going to say, Shir Vishela Tavar Yisbachu. They'll see the Cheslin, Midukta, that Hashem did with them, how he's redacted with every piercer that he, every breach they did to Kal Yisrael. So unfortunately, Rahman was crying today, there's a pigua here, a pitut there. You don't understand. You don't understand the cheshvan. The cheshvan is meduktok lahatwi. Everyone's going to get exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam has in mind for them. You don't understand it. But the Ribbono Shel Olam has a cheshvan. Many years ago, I heard some Hagoyin Rav Demis called Shlita. I used to go to his shmuzin for 8 years. So I heard from him a Yerushalmi. I couldn't find it. I went looking for it today. Yerushalmi in Brachis. Yerushalmi speaks about Rabun. I believe that was his name. He was nipped at the age of 28. And Rab Zeira was master him. So if I'm not mistaken, in the Hesed he said that he was Yogea Bater for 28 years. Masein Talmud Vosig Yochel Vilma the Be'er Sona. That's how you have to see people who are nipped tragically through different situations. This Harab Michal Mark Zatzal was a Tzadik Nista. I knew him very well. I traveled with him hundreds of hours in the course of the last 10 years. He was almost a brother to me in many, many respects. He was somebody to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was a Bucky Bishaf. I wouldn't have known it, because he, any time I spoke to him alone, he'd pretend like, tell me what the Gemara says. He was not familiar with the Gemara, but I heard that the Levaya, and heard from his brother-in-law, the Shetiva, of Calvin says, a Bucky Bishaf, he went to Bishaf many times. And he was busy the last 5 years taking Bechinas, that he used to study on the plane, Bechinas, to get Kiyilu, he needed Smicha. But he decided he wanted to be tested on Shabbos, on Erevin, on Nida, on Cheshirishva, on Eben Ezra. He took many Bechinas, he tested them all. I heard later he got 100, he came out of all the Bechinas. And as I said earlier, the answer to Eov's Kasha is the Pasuk in Lamed Tes Aleph. Hayodata Eis Ledes Yalei Sela. You know exactly when the, what's the translation of the hind? When the hind is going to give birth, she has to give birth b'diyuk at this moment. Take a look at the mother of Abbas at Tezayin, mother of Sephardim. Daki Hashem, we can't understand. Ish bar lo yeda, over there in Tillim there, it's not his base. Ish bar lo yeda, uchsil lo yom nezay. Map shop is there, my father used to say that a person has no understanding of, I was zeichet to hear, I'm going, Chazar Belsky, Zechatzad Yedrocha, I met him many times. Wow. I didn't know what to do with that man. Besides being shaved, there was nothing he was not shaved with him. I asked him 45 years ago, maybe more, 48 years ago. I've been bothered my whole life by Tassa Bel Kishne, my favorite topic. That's what I talk about. On the planes, on the pizza, the whole business. And all the three shittas I found in Shogunah. I asked him about that 48 years ago. He gave me a Zal lecture on Tassa Bel Kishne. And the lecture was not just the three shittas that he went through by Arichos, but he started describing to me how cakes are made and how bread is made and what bakers do and what the different materials that are utilized in the course of baking. I was just blown away by him. And one day I was ready to hear him. I asked him something. Only two people I asked the question to. One was him. And then he told me, he said, you're in Toronto, you can ask Agren or Shlomo Miller. So I did. In astronomy. Both of them were Bakim in astronomy. Like Shmuel. Nehirim Lahem, Shvili de Rakia, Kishur de Taranto, Kishur de New York. Until they employ you. So a person like myself was an Amoritz in about every area, in astronomy, in physics. You bring him to, what is it called, Cape Kennedy, where they launch all those, in my days it was the Sputnik, but that was in Russia. Space shuttle, thank you. The launch of the space shuttle, you saw him, and then I come over and I say, what is that screw over there? What's that little screw doing? They said, you blankety blankety blank, on the skin seiko, that screw's the only thing you don't know about. And the rest you have the gears in, you have a full understanding of all the complexity, of all the nuances, of all the minutia, of all the science that's involved, all the detail that's involved. Ish ba'lo yeda, my father Shalom said, Ish ba'lo yeda, uchsir lo yom rezeis. We don't know anything about Daki Hashem. He said, uchsir, zeis, that little school, I don't know about. My father said, pshad the puppet. Tfilah Yom HaZayis. You don't understand Daki Hashem, I'm historian. Chafetz Chaim writes a lot about this. In the Shem Olam, I saw, I told Tamidim, I told Rav Avud Shabbi Messiah. There's a story that's found in Yalkut Yam Lo'is. It's in Sefer Shreftim, Amud Pei Aleph. I don't use that Sefer much, but this story I heard many years ago, and I had a fine muckle for it. And then years later, I asked Nisim Alpid, I'm going to murder Rebbe. And he told me it's in Yalkut Yam Lo'is. And then we couldn't find it. Then we said, we went to another guy, and he found it in the Yad. Yalkut Yam Lo'is, and then I heard this, Yalkut Yam Lo'is, Ramban, I'm going to tell you the story of Ramban. I heard it many years ago in the name of Rav David Auerbach. That's how. He was the brother of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. In the year Tavshin Lamechet, I think it was, he lost his son in a Pigua Chablanim, Beit Dagan. Very well known one, early Piguin in Beit Dagan. So, and then subsequently, he sent over the following Maisa, which is in Yalkut. Me'am Lois, said the Shaitan, Omid Pei Aleph. And I went looking, I cut it down to Meister. The Ramban had a Talmud, Ohuv. Shinofa the Mishka, the Notolomus. He was on his deathbed. Before Tira, the Ramban gave him a Kamea and said the following. I'm reading Lashon of the Yalkut Me'am Lois. Da'ashi the Kamea zeh, Yitzchu lefanecho zoshari he'echolo sheberkia. They're going to open up all the entrances upstairs in the Rakia. Until you get to the upper Hechal. And there the Shechina is sitting. And there you'll ask many, many questions that I have regarding Kal Yisrael. The Ramban tells his Talmud. He gave him a whole set full of questions that they ask. He gave him the questions. He said, after the Meir Hashem Shon, you'll come to me, Bachaloyim, and you'll tell me the answers. So he writes the Yalkut Yam Lo'is, the Talmud was Nisa. The Halakha of the Beis Salomo, and then he came to the Ramban and he said, I'm reading Lashon Yalkut Yam Lo'is, that's written over there. Da Rabbeinu, Shebechol Mamu Shebasi, Vereitze Takaneya, wherever I showed the Kaneya, Nisuchu Befonai, Kol HaShavim, Vinofni Rishu, Slavish, Malo, Malo, Ara Hechal Azir, Amavim. So bad Hechal that you told me about. Ushuatiku Rito, Kol HaKushu, Shehechami, Rebbe Yumeri, Nira Limiyah, Shekol HaKushu, Shehechami, Kayamas, Vayla, Vayla, there are Mishnogin Kashis. There are no questions at all. Shesham Amud Shait. It's a Olam She'emes. V'akil B'tzedek of Mishma. Only in Olam Hazeh, as I told Talmidim, we have Kashis. But when we get there, we'll see the Kashis are no Kashis. Mishnogin Tzuregin, there's nothing to ask. There's nothing Mishnogin Tzuregin. The Banish Shalom is a... What do we say in the Brish Shmei? It doesn't say it. It doesn't say it, but... Eisat Shait, Ve'ayik Shait, U'maskei L'beba and Tavlin Shait. One has to have a lot of emunah in order to see that. But it's Pashit that we have to... Our obligation is... Gemara in everything. Gemara says, where's that Gemara? The dollar over there. That high Alma ki Yiluva Dami. Alma de'azunim in there, ki Yiluva Dami. Gemara is like a chasana. So no, a chasana doesn't last such a long time. Where it says, Chatei Sechel, Chatei Vushvei. Think of what? A leg of a chicken? A shikl piece of flesh? A steak? Our lives are very short. We know what we have to do. The Baruch Hashem wants us, Mishu will talk about the Shabbos, therefore the Shabbos. You have to be correct about the Shabbos. You have to do mitzvahs, you have to learn Torah. Every second, you have to try to spend our time doing chesed, Averes Hashem. That's what Hashem is Baruch wants. And Mitzvah Hashem, Achrei Me'ed Yassim Shana, Alavari should be Zeicha. The Kolom. L'man lo nigal arif l'anil la behola. There's no question that in Baruch Hashem everything is a cheshven and everything is done the cheshven meduk tok and medirak. Of course, you could actually have to have a lot of emunah. But we are ma'amina, b'nei ma'amina. We believe that Hashem is Baruch Hashem. I only have one thing probably over all of you. Age. So, that's it. But with age comes a bit of wisdom. That's what they say. And with a bit of wisdom, to me, when I look at things and I see it exactly the way the Beis HaLevi, my life pushes to me the Beis HaLevi. Everything is cause and effect, and usually it's the opposite of what we normally would think. Now it's full fakir, and a lot has to do with Klal Yisrael. We are the very vortex, at the very epicenter of everything Hashem is Baruch wants, for a simple reason, because we are the
We are the Netzach Yisrael Yishaker. We are the Am that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Or Lagoyim, and all of Tanakh, and I learned Tanakh a lot. So all of Tanakh essentially is that we should reach the point of Lado Moshe Ba'atziyam Rishra Shar Eisra Ba'isra Shalom Lucha. And who's going to bring that about? Dafka, the Shulchan of Hashem Yisbarach, namely Am Yisrael, Lamedach Mitzvah. I apologize for being probably going over my limit. I hope you didn't mind. I apologize. I hope you'll be okay. I hope you'll forgive me. I'm going to try to do this every Thursday night. Thank you very much. But I won't go so long. Okay, I believe that. Maybe we'll make a limit at 10 o'clock. All right, is that all right? 11 o'clock is fine too for me, but I don't think it's right. Okay.